This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A lot of people think poverty is a problem for other people in other neighborhoods. But even if you or no one you know is ever affected by poverty, not doing anything about poverty is costing us all. It's costing money, more and more money every single year. British Columbia has the highest poverty rate in Canada. Not addressing this comes at a price. And this is what it looks like when we do the math. For starters, it costs us $1.2 billion per year to pay for the healthcare costs related to poverty. That's because poverty is literally bad for your physical and mental health. You're more likely to live in poor quality or unsafe housing, or none at all. You're more likely to go hungry, have a job that exposes you to hazards, or end up with preventable health conditions. We've heard a lot lately about how we need to get tough on crime. But some crime could be prevented by reducing poverty, which is linked to crimes of desperation, low literacy rates, and living in unsafe situations. The poverty-related costs of crime in BC add up to $745 million per year. Then, there's the income that the poor might have earned from working if they had access to better supports and training, or the income that the working poor could have earned if their jobs paid better wages. This is also a loss to our economy, to the collective wealth of our society. And it adds up to as much as $7.3 billion per year. So that's what it's costing us to stick with the status quo of keeping 1 in 9 British Columbians in poverty.
That was audio from a video called What is Poverty Costing Us in British Columbia? It was created by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, and you can find it on YouTube. Poverty is a hardship for those who experience it, and it's also costly to society. Governments say they can't afford poverty reduction policies like investing in new social housing, increasing welfare, or providing universal access to childcare. But they fail to consider the resources spent year after year paying for the consequences of poverty. British Columbia has the highest poverty rate in Canada and no plan to tackle it directly. A recent private member's bill proposing a BC Poverty Reduction Act would, if adopted, see the government develop a comprehensive poverty reduction strategy within 1 year, including legislated targets and timelines to reduce poverty in the province. We're joined on the phone by Trish Garner, an organizer with the BC Poverty Reduction Coalition.
Welcome to People First Radio, Trish.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me on the show.
Trish, give us a sense of where British Columbia is at in terms of poverty rates and stats.
Well, we are in a bad position. We're worst in Canada. We have a poverty rate of 12%. That is the highest poverty rate in Canada. And Canada in general is not doing very well in terms of inequality in relation to a lot of other developing countries. So we've got very high rates of inequality, big gap between the rich and the poor in Canada, and BC itself is then the worst in Canada in that respect, the gap between rich and poor. So British Columbia is really the worst of the pack, and in terms of child poverty, we've had the highest rates of poverty for the last 12 years, which is just a fact that we shouldn't ignore, that we can't ignore. And I really think that the government needs to take action on this. We're bottom of the pack, and we've got no real comprehensive idea of what the government's going to do about it. No plan.
Why would a government, whether in British Columbia or elsewhere, ignore the real costs of poverty by refusing to initiate anti-poverty policies?
Well, I think it comes down to a question of their priorities. They tell us that they don't have enough money, but But the fact is that they do have money to spend on things that, that they prioritize. We saw a lot of money spent on the Olympics. We see a lot of money going on infrastructure, like the roof for BC Place, but not money going on our poorest citizens in the province, which is, you know, the 12% figure I gave you, that represents over 500,000 people in the province of British Columbia who are struggling to get by, who are trying to balance their budgets between paying rent and buying food, putting the heat on, all these basic necessities. The government prioritizes economic growth over everything else. And they go along with this idea that if we lift, if we improve economic growth, a rising tide lifts all. That's the kind of idea that they're getting at. But what we've seen is that's not true. A rising tide, you know, when we're doing well in good periods, it really benefits only a few people, and it hasn't had the impact that they might have wanted it to at the bottom. We really don't see economic growth bringing all of us up at the same time. We really need those poverty reduction measures to do that work, not just economic growth. It just doesn't do the work that they might want it to do.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Mr. Speaker, I'm reintroducing the Poverty Reduction Act 2011 today because sadly there has been a lack of action on this issue by government. Over 500,000 British Columbians live in poverty, Mr. Speaker. A quarter of them are children. Half of these families have a full-time income in their household. This is a situation that no British Columbian and certainly no member of this House should find acceptable. We need a legislated response, a response that is consultative and engages stakeholders, advocates, and those living in poverty, a response that results in targets and timelines which are measurable and achievable. We need a response that is transparent and ensures the people of our province understand how we are addressing poverty, and we need a minister who is accountable for delivering that program.
That audio is from Shane Simpson, the member for Vancouver Hastings in the British Columbia Legislative Assembly, reintroducing a private member's bill called the Poverty Reduction Act. Shane Simpson first introduced that bill in June 2011 and reintroduced it in November 2011. Poverty is consistently linked to poor health, lower literacy, poor school performance for children, more crime, and greater stress for family members. It is society as a whole that bears the costs of poverty through higher public health care costs, increased policing and crime costs, lost productivity, and foregone economic activity. The British Columbia Poverty Reduction Coalition is calling on the provincial government to launch a comprehensive and accountable poverty reduction plan aimed at dramatically reducing homelessness and poverty in the province. We're joined on the phone by Trish Garner, an organizer with the BC Poverty Reduction Coalition.
Trish, the coalition is asking the provincial government to provide leadership and to adopt and legislate poverty reduction targets and timelines. Tell us more about the proposed targets and timelines.
Well, this is a really important aspect of a plan, because what we have right now is maybe the government puts in a measure that might improve things for people. For instance, we did have an increase in the minimum wage recently, which is going to lift people a little bit up, not quite over the poverty line, unfortunately, but it is a step in the right direction. But we don't have those measures in any kind of comprehensive, effective, long-term strategy. And the government doesn't actually measure if that increase is going to make a difference down the road. It doesn't set itself any targets and timelines in terms of poverty and homelessness. It doesn't count homelessness around the province. We don't actually know how many people are homeless around the province. it doesn't set itself any kind of measures of effectiveness of its programs. So part of a really solid poverty reduction plan has got to include those targets and timelines. No business would act like this, would go on without setting itself targets and timelines to see, you know, that's the only way we can see if things are being effective. So we say, for instance, that we want to reduce poverty by a certain percentage in the next year or in the next 4 years. And then we put in certain practices. Maybe we increase the welfare rates, we increase the minimum wage, we build more social housing. And then we see down the road, we measure ourselves against our target, and we see if what we're doing is actually being successful in getting where we want to get, which is reducing poverty and ultimately eliminating poverty and homelessness. And the government doesn't do that right now. It doesn't do that key piece of any kind of effective approach to tackling the issue.
Now, you've touched on some of the policy measures and actions that could be brought into effect to achieve these targets. Tell us more about the range of policy measures and concrete actions that would be associated with these targets.
Well, in order to have the most effect, it's got to be an approach that is broad. So on the one side, we've got a case in BC where people just don't have enough money in their pockets. People are forced to make those tough decisions. So on one side, we just need to take the steps to increase people's income, and that's increasing welfare rates and social assistance across the board for people with disabilities, increasing minimum wage. But then on the other side, we also need to get better at offering social services, and that's education, healthcare, universal child care system. And it's a balance between those two sides of this approach to address this problem, raising people's incomes, putting more in their pockets, but also providing those necessary public goods like universal child care or an accessible post-secondary education with reasonable tuition fees, more social housing. Vancouver especially is just terrible on our rental prices. And we used to, as a provincial government, as a province, we used to build a lot more social housing, and we've really fallen down in that aspect. So those kind of social goods have got to be part of the package.
Now, the coalition is undertaking a campaign at the moment. How can individual citizens participate in this campaign?
Yes, we are. We're rallying around this Poverty Reduction Act that was on the table, as you mentioned on your program, brought forward by Shane Simpson, an NDP MLA. It was on the table in the fall. It's not likely that it will be brought back for discussion unless we put some pressure on the government to bring it back. Or they can bring their own bill. We just need to ask the government to commit to a poverty reduction strategy. So people can go to our website at bcpovertyreduction.ca, and they can express their support by joining the call, and they can email the Premier right away, just a couple of clicks of their mouse. They can email the Premier and tell her how important they think this issue is. They can also write a physical letter that gets a lot more traction with the government as well. Really just to say that enough is enough. We've got the highest poverty rate in Canada, no plan to tackle it. Everywhere else in Canada, except for us, Saskatchewan and Alberta, now have a poverty reduction plan, or they're at least starting to develop one. And Alberta has now started conversations about it too. So if everyone else is seeing the effectiveness of this, saving lives and money by implementing a comprehensive strategy, why can't we? It's time BC did too. So if you could just contact your local MLAs, if your audience could do that, and contact the Premier. It's really a nonpartisan issue, and the whole of government, all of our representatives should be stepping up and saying how important this is.
Trish Garner, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. We really appreciated it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Trish Garner is an organizer with the BC Poverty Reduction Coalition. You can find the coalition online at bcpovertyreduction.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.